HarperCollins presents The Caravan at the Edge of Doom by Jim Beckett. Read by Farah Cave. Part 1. Before. Chapter 1. 3:57 a.m. Thursday. 30 hours and 3 minutes until eternal damnation. I knew my grandparents had been ill, but I hadn't expected them to explode. Not all on the same night, anyway. Pops went off first, with a bone-rattling blast that rocked the caravan and echoed across the moonlit moor. He was in the loo at the time. Boom! Right in the middle of a wee. Gran blew up next, before I had chance to rub the sleep out of my eyes. She went into the tiny toilet and did such a big boom that I fell out of my bunk bed. Green smoke seeped round the edges of the bathroom door. When I saw Grandpa shuffling towards it, I leapt into action, determined to prevent any more grandparents from exploding. No! Grandpa! Don't go! Except I couldn't actually leap because the zip on my sleeping bag was stuck. So I had to squirm to the loo like a desperate caterpillar. And as soon as Grandpa tinkled, I was thrown back by the biggest boom yet. For a moment, the world was strangely silent. Apart from the smoke and the lack of grandparents, everything in the caravan looked normal. Neatly folded bedding, half-finished crossword, tea-stained mugs stacked by the sink. People! Malcolm's grinning face popped out of the top of Nana's wheelie bag like a cheeky bargain from Meg's mini-mart. The first time he did this, we all thought it was hilarious. But he'd hidden in Nana Wee Wee Gag about 1,000 times since Monday, and the joke had lost its edge. Still, it was a relief to see my little brother hadn't exploded too. Mum and Dad would have been furious. Don't get into trouble, and keep an eye on Malcolm. That was Mum when they dropped us off on Sunday night. Be good for your grandparents, do your homework, and look after your little brother. That was Dad. No, have fun, or enjoy your holiday. Not that there was much danger of that. Pop! Bam, gam, bam, gamper, bam, said Malcolm, summarising the main events of the last 20 minutes as he hugged his diddy dino. Yeah, I said, they did. He'd had an eventful week for a 16-month-old. On Monday, a dog stole our picnic. On Tuesday, an ant crawled onto his knee. On Wednesday, he lost a sock. So far, Malcolm seemed to be coping pretty well with tonight's exploding grandparents' catastrophe. It had taken him much longer to get over the woof-woof-num-num-nick-nick incident. When I finally managed to escape from my sleeping bag, I tiptoed towards the toilet. Grandpa? I whispered. Gran? Pops? Nana? I gently pulled the door. The lock hadn't worked for years, and peered in, afraid of the mess I might find. But the loo was empty. No splattered flesh, no smouldering slippers, no charred pyjamas. Nothing but hot smoke and a disturbing pong. My grandparents had vanished. Suddenly, I heard a rattling behind me. Someone, or something, was trying to break into the caravan. But what kind of maniac would be lurking on a lonely moor at midnight? What kind of monster would attack a child whose grandparents had just exploded? I scrabbled about for a weapon, grabbing the first thing I could find. Whatever was jiggling that rusty door was about to get whacked with a rolled-up Risborough Gazette. Pops and Grandpa always complained the local newspaper was covered in adverts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?